I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
March is Women's History Month, and today we are highlighting one of the first female sports journalists in Kentucky.
Betty Tevis Ekdahl came to the University of Kentucky to major in journalism in 1943, where she became the first woman to serve as the sports editor for the Kentucky Colonel.
And then somehow I got into writing sports editor. That was because there was no man, there was not one man interested in doing that, can you imagine? So the paper asked me if I would do it, and I said yes. And so I knew that there'd be an opportunity to talk to the coach and ask him what had happened, to write my story. After the game was over, I could then talk to Coach Rupp. He would tell me what happened. Of course, a good reporter wouldn't accept that prejudiced view of a game, but I did, because I knew no better.
What would Coach Rupp think of a woman sports reporter?
Oh, I don't know, but I can imagine. Can't you?
But he never did say
anything.
Bless
his heart. I really liked him very, very much, but I don't think he would have thought much of.
But he treated you
nice? Oh, yes. He's a gentleman. He was a gentleman. I don't know. Maybe he liked women reporters, but I kind of doubt it. He liked the attention any reporter gave him. I liked him a lot.
This interview with Betty Tevis Ekdahl was conducted in 1989 by Terry Birdwhistle, who had done some research for the interview, and he stumbled on a 1944 news story in the Louisville Courier Journal with the headline, "Betty Makes History at UK, Miss Tevis, First Woman to Crash Cat's Dressing Room." The article elaborates on Betty being the first woman to interview a UK basketball player inside the men's locker room. But in this oral history interview, Betty talks about what actually happened.
I was wondering if you could tell me about that.
That was the idea of the PR people, public relations people.
Who in PR, do you remember?
Well, I don't remember his making the suggestion to me, but the PR person then was Elmer Sulzer, and he ran the radio station. It must have come from him. I don't remember who approached me, and I did it, and I guess I didn't have sense enough to say, no, I'm not going to let you exploit me this way. But what I had no access to the dressing room. That was unthinkable in those times. Mm-hmm. It's only recently that women have gone into dressing rooms. So they just posed me down there, and a university photographer took the picture, and it was used here and there. I wouldn't have gone in that place. I mean, this is a different time. I mean, I was like 18, 17 years old. It's just different.
What was the point that the PR people were trying to make?
Just get their name, get the university name in the paper. That's all. Dean Holmes called me in. Oh, I remember now. She called me in, and she was very disturbed about my, of course. And I said it was not my idea, and I don't go into those dressing rooms. I wouldn't think of it. That's what happened. I remember now. So, of course, they should have gotten their signals together. It certainly wasn't my fault.
Did she tell you not to do that anymore?
No, she didn't have to.
Oh,
but I did. They let me go one time. They sent me. The university sent me, I guess, with a team, the basketball team, to Madison Square Garden, and I sat at that press table. Now, that's real. That was real.
Now, how did that come about?
I don't know. Maybe I can find out how that came about. I kind of like.
But you went to New York with the team.
On
how
the
did
train.
You travel? Were there other women?
Mrs. Rupp was there, and little Herky, who was a little kid about 3 years old, I guess. Their son.
Yeah.
And it was terrific. You know, sleeper, I guess. I don't remember whether it was all night on the train or not. I guess not. But my goodness, then going up on the train with the team and sitting up there, I really was the first woman in Madison Square Garden at that table. I don't think I did anything because, as I told you, yes, I did. I sent the story back to the Lexington Herald.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that was real and that was fun. I really enjoyed that.
Fascinating story, fascinating woman.
Betty Tevis Ekdahl graduated from UK with a journalism degree in 1946. She wrote news for WLAP Radio. She worked in radio in Cincinnati, New York City, and in the 60s moved back to Kentucky, where she finished her career at the University of Kentucky in public relations.
And writing is in this family's blood.
Betty's brother, Walter Tevis, wrote a little something called The Queen's Gambit.
And this interview is available online?
Betty's interview is online and searchable at kentuckyoralhistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History has been our guest again on our award-winning series, Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.